Thank you very much for this very kind introduction. It's a real honor to be here. Dear Professor Riesenhuber, dear Professor van Es, dear Professor Waldenberger, dear friends of the German Institute for Japanese Studies, the DIJ, my congratulations to the 30th anniversary of DIJ. My name is Ingo Höllein, Counselor for Science and Technology at the German Embassy in Tokyo. The Ambassador, Dr. van Werthern, sends you his warmest greetings and congratulations. The Ambassador accompanies the German Minister of Economic Affairs, Peter Altmaier, in Tokyo tonight, so he apologizes. He cannot be here with you tonight, but he sends his best wishes. In 1988, Japan was booming. Japan's extreme success story was a mystery to many Westerners. What social, economical, political, cultural concepts were driving this country? Where would it lead to? What can we learn from it? That was the founding myth of the DIJ, the German Institute for Japanese Studies. With the foundation of the institute in 1988, a cornerstone was laid for the study of the modern Japan in global context. Under the Max Weber Foundation, the DIJ has developed into the largest research institute within its field in German-speaking countries and enjoys an excellent reputation. DIJ research focuses on Japan's solution to the challenges of the near and distant future. Japan's responses to these challenges are indeed relevant for Germany. We can learn from it. We can benchmark our own solutions. What does DIJ see here in Japan? Today, this country, like other industrialized nations, faces various challenges. The aging society, the development of a sustainable energy policy, and not least, the rapid technological progress which challenges modern societies in various aspects. DIJ tackles Japan's responses to these questions. These questions include, for example, the future of rural communities, the future of work, and so on. The collaboration between the German embassy and the DIJ is close and trustfully. One example. Region-to-region cluster cooperation is currently a priority topic in German-Japan cooperation in science and technology. In order to further foster this concept of cooperation and to disseminate latest knowledge on success factors among relevant stakeholders, the science division has together organized a seminar on this topic with the DIJ this summer. A briefing with Professor Waldenberger and his staff is a must agenda point on every German politician's schedule when visiting Japan. Let me thank Japan for being such a good host for the DIJ over such a long period. Let me thank the DIJ for its excellent work, and let me thank the people behind the DIJ. First and foremost, Professor Waldenberger and his evolving research team over the years. Thank you very much.